is Dawn.
Oh, hi, Dawn at work. This is Local Flash.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
I'm happy.
Yeah.
We made a game plan so you could recognize the call. We use a VoIP phone system, voice over internet.
Yeah, I figured
phone,
it was something like that. Yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah, I never know what the caller ID. It just it keeps the cost down, but you will usually kind of match the areas we're calling. But I'm so glad I reached you. What part of California are you in, by the way?
I'm actually where you guys are. I'm in Fountain Valley.
No way. Oh, my gosh. That is
so
cool. Do you have friends or family in Fountain Valley or what?
My girlfriend and her kids live here.
Nice. Yeah, because, you know, most people that are out of state, they don't know what Fountain Valley is or where it is. So I usually just tell people, like, oh, I live in Huntington Beach, you know, because I'm like, they're not going to know where Fountain Valley is. So the fact that you knew that, I'm like, wait a minute, you must know someone here. That's awesome. But you just missed all the concerts in the park last month, every Thursday. That was fun. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think this month they have
a
movie. Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah, usually about once a month. Well, it's in, but the last few months, she's come to see me because it was a busy time of the year for roofing. So she was out there.
I
Plus,
bet.
She has kids, and my kids are grown, so it's a little bit easier for me.
It's easier for you to come out this way. Well, hey, you picked a good day to come. It's perfect weather today, isn't it?
Yeah. And
I
was supposed to come
really
to next
is.
Thursday, but her son has a soccer tournament tomorrow, so he asked
if
I was going
to
come
so you
see
get to catch that
career.
While you're here. That's cool.
Yeah.
How long are you going to stay?
So I'm going to go back next Thursday.
Nice.
So,
very good. So, I'm looking it up as we talk what night the movies in the park are. I think they're on Tuesdays, but I know last month it was the concerts in the park, which I tend to enjoy more, you know. So,
I thought it was like a carnival over there or something.
It is. It's so fun when you go over there and they have like the food trucks out there. And then there's like where Hyundai corporate headquarters is in Fountain Valley. So they'll always show up and give a bunch of like free little beach balls and stuff for the kids. And so it's always fun to, you know, just get out there and free entertainment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anything free is good.
Yeah. Anything free is good for sure. So I just wanted to reach you because I know that you recently signed up with us and then I saw that you were having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel. So I just wanted to kind of talk to you and see what was going on.
Yeah. Well, the real reason, the main reason I agreed to go with you guys. So I just started this business like a few months ago. So capital is real low. So that was the one barrier. But the only reason, the last thing I need to add to everything right now is another reoccurring monthly payment on top of the other things I have to pay for. But the main reason was to get set up, get my Google business listing approved. But the way I didn't know you guys assign a phone number and I don't want to have a Google business listing that's created. And I mean, I can manage, but I don't own it. And then being a phone number that's not a phone number I own, I don't have, is it something I want to be a part of? So before we got too much further along, I figured I'd just cancel it because it's the last thing I need to pay for right now. And I can eventually get that approved on my own. I just got to get it nailed down. But that's the main reason. I went with you.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, that gives me a good perspective of, you know, where you're coming from. And I want to kind of address a couple of things. Number one, yes, you can put your business on Google yourself. That's free. You don't have to pay a company to do it. However, that in and of itself will never bring you a new client because 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, yet less than 1% will click on page two. So if you were an SEO guru and you got your business listing verified and let's say it's even on the second page, that won't even bring you results because, you know, less than 1% will go to the second page. So that's the value to what we do. Secondly, thank you for letting me know that capital's low because our goal is never for someone to spend $249 a month and then just break even, right? Because that would be nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, you know, meaning for every dollar you spent, you yield $10 in return. Now, right now, it's just a little bit too early for ranking because first page placement does take approximately 45 to 60 days. So one thing I want to let you know is when we set up these listings, we set your business up as the owner of everything, and all we do is manage it. So if you ever were to cancel with us down the road, we take our call tracking number off of it, we put your 1379 number on it, and then we remove ourselves as a manager, and the business listing always belongs to you, right? So that's the worst case scenario is, you know, if you continued with this and somewhere down the road after everything's verified and ranking, you decide to cancel, at that point, you will have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now because everything will come to full fruition. Now, since funds are tight, I understand that that would be very stressful for a new business to know that, you know, 45 to 60 days potentially would take you into your second payment, and I don't want that to happen to you either. So if you wanted to continue, what I can do, I'm one of the supervisors here, is I can push that next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, which means you'd have all the way until September 14th before you're even charged again. You know, and my objective in doing that is to give you, you know, that full 6 weeks of service, get, you know, plenty of time for escape roofing and general contracting to not only get verified, but to get on the first page of Google so that you can start getting some client calls and recoup some of your investment. And I'm confident that with that extra time on the back end, you're going to see such a strong impact to your business. You're probably going to want to keep it. So I don't even think, you know, or foresee that you would cancel by then. But the nice thing is you're still on a month-to-month program. So if, you know, come September 14th, you decide that you do want to cancel, no problem. You just call us a couple of days ahead of time, and then we cancel it out, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges.
But whenever you guys create the Google business listing, it's under y'all's umbrella, right? And then I just become a manager on there, but I don't own it.
No, it's the opposite. We set ourselves up as the manager, and you're the owner of it. So we always do that with all of our clients. So the Google business page we're creating, you're the owner of it. It belongs to your business, whether you know, continue working with us or not.
So if I canceled later, you guys would put my phone number back on there.
Exactly.
Or not back on there, but you'll put it on there.
Yeah, the only reason we put a call tracking number on there's two purposes. Number one, obviously, is so that you can track the business coming in, right? So it's nice to see, because sometimes people don't ask, you know, hey, how did you hear about us? And they don't know that the calls are coming as a result of this program. So it's nice to be able to refer to the dashboard and, you know, you can actually listen to the calls. So I had a guy the other day that he said that somebody called in and gave their address, and, you know, he was up on a roof, and he, you know, by the time he went to go do the bid, he couldn't find the address. So he went into his dashboard and he listened to the call and he got the address. So there's neat things that you could do with the call tracking number for your reference, right? Because you'll always have access to it. And that call data also is integrated with our Local Splash app. So if you decide to continue, I would highly recommend, you know, go to your app store, download the Local Splash app. You would log into it with the same credentials that you used for your dashboard, and I could send those to you again just in case, you know, so you don't have to go through a bunch of old emails. And then every time you get a call, you can respond to it in real time. And if the person decides to text you their address, you'll be able to respond to it through the app without having to give them another number or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the second benefit is that call tracking number will alleviate a huge number of spam callers. So, you know, oftentimes spam callers are computer generated. So we'll put a press one, press two greeting on there. You know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options are going to ring over to you. But if it's a computer generated spam call, that's going to fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, we don't put that on there because we're trying to be sneaky or tricky or anything like that. We just put that on there for your benefit so that you can track the calls, you know, and to alleviate some of the spam callers, of course.
Yeah, I get the reason to have it on there, and then you want to know how many people are calling in on it. That's understandable. I just didn't like the fact that it's not a phone number I own, and if we ever broke ties, then, yeah, I would be... And I think they would, if I change my phone number, the way
you could keep
it.
Let's say you love the call tracking number, but you didn't want the rest of the service. You could keep it and just pay us $15 a month and keep it if you wanted to. But if you, you know, don't want it and you cancel everything altogether, then of course we put your phone number back on there.
Okay. Wonder why he didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Or whoever I talked to.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I think just because they're technicians and they're more technical, they don't work on the front end. I think, and, you know, forgive me for saying this, but I always say that people that are highly intelligent like that don't have a lot of common sense. And then there's people like me that have a lot of common sense that sometimes I talk to them and I think they're speaking Greek to me.
Yeah.
Because they're using all these big words and I don't know what they're talking about, you know. So I think that maybe, you know, if you were talking about the call tracking number and you're talking to a technician, they're not realizing that the bottom line is you just want to make sure that you can keep it or still get client calls if you ever were to cancel in the future. And you have both of those options, you know. And again, like, I don't see that you will cancel now that I'm putting that extra time on the back end, but it's nice to know that you have that option. Now, question, they emailed you on August 8th about doing the Google video verification. Did you get that done?
Wait, say it one more time. You did what?
They emailed you on August 8th about doing the Google video verification. Do you remember getting that done?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. No, I haven't. I didn't do it because that's when I started looking at things. And that's what made me start second guessing where I was at because it looked to me like it was, you know, under you guys and I would just be, I know it said that I'd be a manager of it, but the way it looked, I didn't own it and I didn't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable if I don't have control, you know, if I don't own the page, I don't, you know, especially a phone number that's not mine.
I would feel the same way if that were the case, you know, and I have had people in the past where some reason or another it was set up where we were the owner and they were the manager. And all I do is I send their account over to the verification department and I say, hey, can you fix this and make the client the owner and us the manager? And they do it in 2 seconds, you know, so that we always want the client to have ownership of it. Because we have no reason if you, you know, we've serviced over 48,000 clients all over United States and Canada in over 20 years as a corporation. So we have no reason to hold on to a Google business page if we're not working on it anymore. You know what I mean? So if we're not working on it anymore, then we just release it and it belongs to the business, you know?
So over here at Fountain Valley, I'm over here off of, I don't know where I'm on the other, I just saw a dead guy on a motorcycle.
No way.
Yeah, well, on the way over here, they pulled up right when they were covering him up. Yeah.
That's so sad. I don't see that very often. I know there's car accidents, you know, that go on every day, but I don't usually see, like, fatalities. You know, Fountain Valley is a pretty low-key place, you know. Not too much drama happens around here. Yeah, that's so sad that happened. So sad.
Eventually, I can move out here, but that's in the future. So the other concern I had was they keep talking about making the video. And I know Google uses the video, but is the video going to work when I'm a service-based company? I'm not service-based business. I don't, you know, I don't have a storefront.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So on that video verification, and let me tell you what's happening behind the scenes. It's actually a really good thing that Google is offering that for you, because at the end of the day, they want to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. And that email is a little bit intimidating because it says video verification, but it's not like you're on a Zoom call with a Google rep or anything. All you do is you go on there and you upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area. And then once Google sees that, they trust you and they say, okay, we can publish you. And what I mean by a business like you that's service-oriented. Yeah, it's just a little link that you would upload to. And what they're looking for is a business license or a registration or business insurance. If you don't have any of that, they'll accept an invoice with your address. Or
I sent all three of those to you guys. Like,
there you
I don't
go.
Know
but
why
the
they
reason,
never approved it to begin with. I sent my secret insurance, my DBA, my LLC, my bank statement, an invoice from ABC Supply. I don't know what.
Here's the thing, though, Donald, is we can have all that on file, but we can't do the video verification for you if Google requests it, because Google will track the IP address that it's being uploaded for a service-based business. So I would recommend, I could send you the link again, but don't do it until after Thursday when you get back into your area. Maybe set it up for Friday or Saturday next week. So even though you don't have a storefront, if it says, oh, you know, videotape the storefront, that's not applicable for you because you're not a brick-and-mortar business, right? But Google will accept it as long as you're uploading it within 50 miles of your business location. So it's not like you have to be sitting in your home address in order for it to be accepted. But as long as you upload those items and you're somewhere within that Burleson or the surrounding areas, then it will get accepted.
Okay, and it wants me to, like, someone said something about the street sign. Well, that's at the end of the road. I don't see myself recording the street sign and walking
back. Don't worry
back
about
the
street sign. Yeah, that's applicable if you wanted your address published, but you don't want it published because you're service-based. No one's going to come
to
you.
I did,
right?
Yeah, right. You guys asked me to put my address on the website. I did get that done. I don't know.
Okay. If you want it on the website, that's a preference. You can have it. It doesn't hurt your rankings. But if you're a home-based business, you don't want people, you know, coming to your house and knocking on your door trying to ask roofing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially, so most home-based businesses will just hide the address. You know, you can show up and escape roofing and general contracting in Burleson, but the actual street address would be blocked out.
Right. But you guys sent me an email asking me, or a text asking me to add my address to my website. So I did that.
Oh, I see. I'll send them a message right now to take the address off the website. I don't think you need that. I mean,
well, it's
no my,
it's my, oh, yeah. All right, it's the website I own. I already have my web guy added on there before I got
oh,
to this
that's
point,
right.
So.
You don't have one of our sites. Yeah. So you could always, you know, let them know to take the address off. You know, that's not going to matter if you're going to be published or not. It's just the fact that, you know, they want to know that you're a valid business in the area, because Google makes millions and millions of dollars on the pay-per-click ads, which is what, say a big roofing corporation wants to come in and get jobs in Burleson, they could do it, but they have to pay Google to run those pay-per-click ads. They can't get on the first page in the maps locally, which is where the high revenue is generated. That's specifically reserved for businesses that are local to that area. And Google has strict requirements on that. They'll reject a box, a mailbox, et cetera. You know, they know all of the different angles that those big corporations will try to do to kind of be sneaky, you know?
Yeah.
So someone like you that has a home-based business, you don't even have to send over a lot. You could just send over maybe your invoice. I see that your vehicle in front of the house has the signage on it, so you could send your vehicle with the signage and maybe just as a little bit extra ammo, a picture of the work vehicle with the Texas license plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder why they didn't accept the pictures, why they insist on a video. Because they have all that documents from the first time I did it.
It's because you sent those over to us on the form that we requested. So we'll
submit it to Google. Like before I started working with you guys, I tried to get my business listing and I sent all that stuff to them. And they still denied it. Yeah.
Interesting. That's interesting. Well, that's the nice thing about working with a premier partner to Google like us, because if you get back next Thursday and you try to, you know, upload this all next weekend, and if it gets rejected again, we'll be in direct communication with Google and we'll find out, number one, why was it rejected? And number two, we'll get the steps in place to get it verified. Sometimes it's just another little piece of the puzzle that they want, and then you don't know that, because if you try to do it on your own, it's impossible to get a hold of someone at Google, you know, and then they're not very helpful with things like that.
I've been through it with them. That's why I agreed to work with you guys, because that was my main concern. I went through the, whatever you call the process to... the appeal process, I went through all that, I talked to them, but they couldn't tell me the problem. So I even changed my LLC name, because I had, it was just Escape Contracting, but all my stuff says Escape Contracting, Escape Roofing and General Contracting. So I thought the "and General Contracting" was throwing it off, because they were saying it was fraud, because my marketing, my shirts, my cards, they all say "and General Contracting," but my DBA didn't. So I changed my DBA to Escape Roofing and General Contracting, thinking that was the problem, but I don't think that was the problem, because they still, I don't know why. So, okay, if you send another couple weeks, I'll give it a shot to give you guys a chance to get me on there, and then I guess we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's very smart, because I know you're going to like it. So I'm going to resend that email right now to you that says, you know, action needed, video verification required. But please just kind of make, you know, maybe put a little star next to it or something and save it in your favorites, and don't do it until you get back in your area. Okay.
Okay. And you'll push my next payment out for 2 weeks, you said?
I already did that for all the way out till September 14th. So I'm giving you that extra 2 weeks on the back end, so that you have plenty of time to get this verified and cooking for you, so you get some really good results.
So the next payment would be October 14th?
September 14th. So right now, before that revision, it was supposed to be August 30th. But I put 2 weeks for free on it. I actually did 15 days instead of 14. And so I pushed it out to September 14th.
So the next thing would be October.
Starting in September, your payments will land on the 14th of each month rather than on the 30th, because I'm giving you that extra 2 weeks.
Okay. So if I keep going, it's going to be the 14th of every month when y'all hit my account.
Exactly. That's exactly
right. For $249, there's nothing that's going to be an upcharge or anything.
Right. There's no taxes or surcharges or hidden fees. It's just $249 flat. And the nice thing about that, Donald, is once you're ranking and you're getting client calls, it doesn't matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and get more crews under you and take on 15 or 20 jobs in a month, you're still paying that same flat rate. You're not paying per click or per lead or per phone call, you're paying for the service to keep you on the first page, right? Where the most people are buying from.
Yeah. So if someone within a 50, once we're up and going, if someone within a 50 mile radius clicks on it, then I'll be one of the first ones that pop up.
So the radius is determined not by the business, but by the end user. And what I mean by that is, let's say that we're listing on Google a taxi cab company that happens to be in New York City, right? So they will get on the first page, but they might have a very small service area because there's tens of thousands of taxi cab companies in New York City, right? But let's say that we're dealing with an art gallery and they're out in Middle State, Idaho somewhere. That art gallery may get a several hundred mile radius because there's less competition, right? So it's all dependent on the keyword, the population density, the keyword popularity, you know, the industry that they're in. So it's all dependent on the end user. But because we're the best of the best in the industry, you know, I've definitely seen people spiderweb out into a lot of surrounding areas. And then because your program is bundled with the Facebook ads, those can absolutely run wherever you want without an address. So if you want a 50-mile radius with the Facebook ads, that's no problem. But with Google, it's all dependent on, you know, the popularity of the roofing in the area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But you'll love
well,
it.
You probably want to. I'll probably have to read it because I took you guys off the Facebook and the Yelp because I thought I was going to, I didn't want, I was scared that. Once I canceled that, you know, I don't know you guys, it's something y'all could possibly do something to my site. So I need to add you guys back on there at some point, I guess, if we're going to try this.
I'll have them resend you all those mailers so that you have the instructions again. You already added us before, so you'll know how to do it, you know, but I'll resend it so that when you get back home, you know, you can kind of deal with all of that and re-add us. Because, yeah, that'll be great. The sooner we get back onto the Facebook, the sooner we can start running those ads. Now, is somebody handling business there while you're gone? You could take on, you know, some Facebook leads while you're gone, or no? Would you prefer to wait till you get back?
I'll just wait till I get back. It's not, it's, I highly doubt anybody's going to be looking at that stuff right now. It's so minimal right now. I don't have.
Yeah, and you're going to be, you know, at the soccer tournament and everything tomorrow. Yeah, like you say,
yeah.
Who wants to deal with that when you're here?
I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we have a good game plan. And then lastly, I texted you my number a couple of times. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything moving forward, anytime you call in, you can use me as a point of contact, meaning, you know, you would put that 777 in and it'll ring to my desk. And then, you know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. There might be a time that you call me and I can't help you, but I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll try it. We'll give them a shot and see if we can go from there, I guess.
Sounds perfect. Okay, and then I already took care of that extra time on your billing. So in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
All right. All right. Thanks. Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.